Some COVID-19 patients live or die based on whether they have access to supplementary oxygen. A doctor at one of the biggest hospitals in the capital says the situation is worsening by the day and hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID patients. He requested anonymity because he is not allowed to speak to the media.
The situation is actually tense to the rapid response team. Actually, for the past 2 weeks, we have had quite a number of people coming and we are actually overwhelmed. The other thing is we have not enough resources.
Zimbabwe has recorded more than 800 COVID-19 deaths, with reports saying that most of those dying at public hospitals are losing their lives while waiting for oxygen. The president of the Association of Medical and Dental Private Practitioners of Zimbabwe, Dr. Johannes Marisa, says scarcity is causing hoarding, with individuals stockpiling oxygen tanks at home.
There's a scramble, massive scramble for oxygen. But this scramble is emanating from the fact that even patients are trying to stock oxygen at home.
Meanwhile, the government has announced that it would soon be rolling out a national COVID-19 vaccination program. The country's COVID-19 Task Force Chief Coordinator, Dr. Agnes Mahomva, says officials are negotiating with China and Russia for the procurement of vaccines, which will be voluntarily administered on citizens.
There's no one who's going to be forced to take a vaccine. Not at all. I don't think that is even on the agenda for Zimbabwe. We've always tried very hard to really make sure that people are aware. For example, when we are talking to one person, we're trying to immunize their child for measles, giving them the right information.
Despite Zimbabwe's crumbling health infrastructure, the capital city's health director, Dr. Kudzai Masunda, is optimistic that the impending national vaccine program will be safe and effective.
So now we're having the vaccine, which has been tested in several countries and has been shown to be effective. So really, Zimbabweans should know that generally when vaccines are done in this country, we are following the proper procedures that WHO has laid out.
Pharmaceutical companies, however, fear that intermittent power outages that plague Zimbabwe could spoil the supplies of vaccines, which need refrigeration. Potifa Mwendera is the president of the Pharmaceutical Society of Zimbabwe. He says the issue is urgent, especially for rural areas.
The utilization currently of alternative sources of energy will be something that has to be maybe speeded up and maybe promoted, especially in those areas which are remote.
But the opposition MDC Alliance says President Emmerson Mnangagwa's administration cannot deliver anything meaningful to its citizens. MDC Alliance Secretary for Health and former Health Minister Dr. Henry Madzorera.
We don't see any evidence, no stakeholder consultations, no efforts for procurement of the vaccine. We are not aware of any budgetary allocation for the vaccine. The rate limiting step in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout is actually the procurement of the vaccine. The wealthier countries have already placed their orders, and they've snatched away all the best vaccines around available on the market. Government must already start putting in place mechanisms of distribution of the vaccine, deciding who is going to be vaccinated first, and making pronouncements and raising people's awareness, raising people's hope, and showing that they are in fact ready to roll out a vaccine.
Political analyst Jensen Tungoka believes that African countries like Zimbabwe will not get COVID-19 vaccines anytime soon.
At this stage, I don't see poor countries getting any chance for this so-called vaccine. Whether they're going to develop their own or receive versions that they're going to produce under patent. So for me, at this stage, the COVID-19 vaccine will still be a rich man's privilege.
The government has failed to roll out a comprehensive COVID-19 awareness campaign on the dangers of the pandemic. Instead, it has unleashed the police on the public to harass citizens who demonstrate on the grounds that they violated COVID-19 rules. Critics have asked whether authorities in Zimbabwe are more interested in fighting the pandemic or their citizens. For KPFA in Harare, Zimbabwe, this is Garikai Chaunza.